CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin this hour with breaking news. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. KHOU-TV reporter Len Cannon is in Houston.
Last month, she announced she had been battling pancreatic cancer. Her family releasing a statement. It reads in part, quote, "Her legislative victories impacted millions, from establishing the Juneteenth federal holiday to reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. However, she impacted us most as our beloved wife, sister, mother, and Bibi, grandmother."
The congresswoman was 74 years old. Businesses, governments, and airports have all been dealing with disruptions because of a worldwide technology outage. The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says it put out a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows. We get more from WBZ-TV reporter Tiffany Chan.
Cybersecurity expert Peter Tran explains much of the nation and the world rely on software like CrowdStrike to detect suspicious activity, stopping it at the source. And when that system takes a hit,
it shows how dependent critical infrastructure and systems such as transportation, communications, banking, healthcare has on the supply chain and the vendors such as CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike's CEO maintains this wasn't a cyber attack, but a bug in the program update impacting many Microsoft users.
Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Corey Comparator at a church in Pennsylvania Friday. He was shot and killed by the man who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Donald Berry of the Patriot Guard Riders rode in from about 4 hours away to stand guard with his crew.
It's an emotional feeling. He served our country. He served his community and his family. This is my service to the country. That's how I feel about it. Once I learned about these gentlemen, we're all over the country.
President Biden is reacting strongly to the 16-year prison sentence handed down to an American reporter in Russia.
The president released a statement that says Evan Gershkovich, who works for the Wall Street Journal, committed no crime. Rather, he said he was targeted by the Russian government because he is a journalist and an American. The statement went on to say, "We are pushing hard for Evan's release and will continue to do so." And Biden added, "There is no question Evan was wrongfully detained and that journalism is not a crime." The president went on to say that since the very first day of his administration, he's had no higher priority than seeking the release and safe return of Americans held in Russia and elsewhere. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If
If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Can technology help end drunk driving?
Mothers Against Drunk Driving is urging the federal government to reduce drunk driving with a new in-vehicle technology that would automatically detect excessive alcohol by sampling the driver's breath.
Based on estimates from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, this technology will save 10,000 lives per year.
MAD CEO Stacy Stewart says the technology would be installed in all new vehicles and be a major breakthrough in reducing highway fatalities.
It would get us as close to ending drunk driving and the effects of drunk and drug driving to zero as we've ever been. It won't completely eliminate it, but it will be one of the most effective solutions we have.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is required to establish a regulation for the technology by November 15th. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The top story of the hour, Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. She was 74 years old. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last month. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently, it's 66.
Yeah. need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a product of baby? Just to let me down.
Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
You are, where we all shine on, like the moon and the sun. off your feet.
Better recognize your brothers.
Everyone you meet. Why in the world are we here? Surely not to live in pain and fear. Why on earth are you there? When you're everywhere, come and get your share.
Refreshed. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, butter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
And it's loving I disdain. I am a rock.
dismembered of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have tried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5, they ain't taking me where I'm
out for the night time. To forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. For the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
Three times.
ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got free. Now how I wish I had someone. Got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, but I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. Back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
I'm WRJN. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. Last month, she announced she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Here's KHOU-TV reporter Mia Gradney in Houston.
The Congresswoman was born January 12, 1950 in Queens, New York. She was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1995. She served in the Houston City Council from 1989 to 1994 and then ran for Houston mayor in 2023.
The congresswoman was 74. It's being called the largest IT outage in history. Thousands of flights have been canceled worldwide, and businesses have been struggling to operate.